Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a beautiful Friday Eve. It really is. It's just gorgeous, and I guess it's going to be this way for the most part, I'm going to say the next week or so. Tomorrow's going to have a few more clouds than rays of sunshine, but otherwise, boy, sunny, highs, tickling 80 degrees. I'll take that. No, I really will. I'm perfectly okay with that. Our buddy Dr. Keith Ablo is going to be along at 5:35. I want to try and get inside his head a little bit about what he took from some of the goofy comments from this Tim Walz character the other night. 45 million people actually watched the vice presidential debate. That's a lot of people for a vice presidential debate. Did it change anybody's mind? I don't know. Does anybody really vote for vice president? Maybe there are a couple of people. Maybe some of those people who are on the edge. Well, I don't like Donald Trump because he had a mean tweet 10 years ago. But boy, I sure did like his policies. Those really worked. But it's really tough to vote for. There are people like that. Maybe J.D. Vance is exactly what they needed to see and hear. Maybe they're thinking, oh, okay, well, I can do this now. I hope so. I really do, because I don't want to sound too hyperbolic, but I believe the future of this nation depends on this election. We have the longshoremen striking right now. They want a 50% pay increase. That's good, right? Now, the argument is they haven't had a contract in a while. That's also true. But their jobs are, at this point, 100% doable by robots, AI, technology. It's a little bit like being the guy who makes the buggy whips when Henry Ford's horseless carriage starts making its appearance. You only got a few years left at that point, right? So the longshoremen are in a battle right now, a fight for their very jobs, which they're not going to win. They can't win, because their jobs are no longer needed. Those particular jobs. Longshoremen used to be called stevedores even before that. These were strong guys. That was the only requirement to become a longshoreman. You certainly didn't need any education or any real training. You needed really strong arms and a strong back. And if you could do that, you could lift a bunch of stuff and move it from there to there, boom, you were the guy. Well, that's not the way this happens anymore. These are all container ships now, right? There's no loose storage of anything. It's all containerized. And those massive ships might have 100, 200, 300, more than that. I don't know. I'll have to send a note to Tom Leonard. Seriously, Tom knows about those things. How many containers you would find on a container ship. But you don't need people now. There are no groups of strong guys picking up those big containers. This can all be done with technology. I've been at a couple of events recently where AI was the subject of discussion. A subject of discussion for broadcast, you know, for this profession. And it's kind of interesting to see the way that it's playing out. There were discussions about AI taking over certain sort of menial tasks in the broadcast world. Well, that makes sense, right? Do you need a real live human being to generate records or logs or enter sales or schedule commercials? The answer is no, you don't. You absolutely do not need a human being to do that. And so those jobs are very quickly going to go away, and they will be replaced with artificial intelligence. Then you pivot. Do you need artificial intelligence for broadcast operations?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Depends on what sort of broadcasting you're doing. Do you need them for news? You don't. You don't need human beings for that. You can have a smart AI project that basically functions in the large language model that is an aggregator of news stories. Now, you're still going to need a human being to tell it what's going to be interesting and why it's relatable, why we would want that here. And then that source could put that all together. Well, where's the human being? Well, the human being, in my opinion, remains that person who says, that's not really a good story for us, or that's not for our listeners, or that's not even in this area, because that's still going to be a human function. So you can't do away with the human beings in that area completely. And I would argue that if you've got good, solid news people, as an example, you don't want AI doing that. You want them to utilize AI to help find stories, to help find sound. Totally legitimate use of AI. But you don't want to replace them with AI. What about other broadcast functions? What about the, quote, proverbial disc jockey, right? We've talked about that so many times. I, for one, am always a little taken aback when somebody says, oh, you're a DJ. No, I'm not. AI is already being used and taking the jobs of disc jockeys, those people who would sit there and say, hey, that was a song, here's another song. And by the way, I didn't write the song, I didn't sing on the song, I got no connection to the song, but you're going to love the song. Those folks are already being replaced. And I'm kind of pointing over here at my laptop like I'm pointing to Jeremy. Jeremy was with me at one of these conferences, right, Jerm? We heard examples of the AI DJ, and people apparently love the AI DJ. I think that's hysterical, really. But those jobs you're going to have to look at. What about talk show hosts, right? I mean, I suppose I'm a little biased in this, but I'm not going to be doing this for the rest of my life. I've been doing it for 33 years. We're on the other end of it. You know what I mean? And now, like, if you were going into this today, you'd really have to be concerned about AI. But we were told, Jerm will back me up on this, we were told that because there are so many variables here in what your opinion might be, what your insight might be, your lifetime of experiences would be, that it's going to be very difficult to replicate that with AI. So maybe the talk radio community still has a couple of years left in it. That'd be nice. But the longshoremen, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Your jobs are going away very, very rapidly. And I understand you don't want to be made obsolete. You don't want to be made redundant, as the British say. The British have such nice ways of saying things, although we've got bless your heart, so I guess paybacks. But your jobs as longshoremen are going away. And there's nothing that you can do about it. You can complain, and you can strike as you are. You're only getting more people angry at you and less people who are willing to stand and support you. You're making people's lives miserable, and that is not a good way to engender a lot of support. But that is a job that will sooner rather than later be performed 100% with technology. So what are we going to do? I don't know the answer to it. I know you're thinking, well, all right, well, what's the payoff here? There is no payoff. I am sharing it with you because I do not know what the ultimate solution is on that. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see, I suppose, but I think there are tougher times in store for us. Joe Biden is in a very interesting situation right about now. Now, you don't like Joe Biden, I don't like Joe Biden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Joe Biden gave his entire life in service. No, not to the nation. Oh, God forbid. No, he didn't. He gave it in service to the Democrat Party. And then the Democrat Party went and, they pushed him off a cliff. Because they saw terrible poll numbers and they watched his miserable performance in a debate against President Trump. So they push him over the side. They force him out. They select Kamala Harris. Now, remember, this is the party that wants you to believe Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. But they themselves ignore the votes of millions of their own enrolled members to force a candidate on you. And now she is polling lower than Joe Biden. If Joe Biden utilizes his authority under Taft-Hartley, he could order the striking longshoremen back to work and your life and my life would fundamentally return to normal. But it would also help his replacement, Kamala Harris. I think Joe Biden is a very bitter man. I think he's a very angry man. And I think he is absolutely looking at a payback. Because he's going to position this as, I'm going to stand with the unions. I'm the most pro-union president in history. And tough O if that costs Kamala Harris a whole bunch of support. I'm just spitballing here. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.